Hope. Hope. Quinn Ewers.
But I tell you,
Quinn Ewers.
Worst four-letter word out there.
I mean, everyone's going crazy. So One Stop Texas standing up for Quinn Ewers, saying, say what you want about Quinn Ewers. There are not 12 quarterbacks in this class that are better than him.
It is 25.
Wear it proudly, number three. We know you respond. I have a picture of Quinn Ewers. Okay, Texas. Okay, this is a little disturbing for me. That's Good Sports showed a picture of Quinn Ewers right before he was getting drafted. And, I mean, this man has more dead animals. Did you see this, Vlad, in the background? I guess that's at his house? Quinn Ewers is killing a new animal every time he's not drafted. And we're all talking about Shedeur Sanders. There's like...
Yeah, because I don't know if you're reading the Raleigh text where CJ Sweat said Shedeur Sanders was rated the 37th best quarterback of his recruiting class. Stop pretending like the NFL is passing on a generational talent. They're passing on an average talent who's becoming a massive headache. And he was responded by Quinn Ewers, which ranked number one overall in the same class. And how did that turn out? He was supposed to be generational talent, right? Your statement means crap when Cam Ward had zero stars.
He did. Cam Ward, unrecruited by Division I teams coming out of high school in Texas. Quinn Ewers, though, he does tweet out, fins up, Miami, are y'all ready? It's time to get to work. Where will you be watching the home opener? Check out my first Panini Instant rookie card. So he's actually pushing some of his rookie cards right there. Quinn Ewers, making it happen. Oh no, it's happening already. Bobby, no Ricky. Quinn Ewers, after he takes over Tua's QB1 spot. Picture of Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady talking on the sidelines. It's happening, Vlad. And when I say it's happening, people are saying things. I don't think it's actually going to happen where Quinn Ewers takes Tua's spot. But yeah, Vlad, this could be the next Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, Dez Bryant. Oh, we know about Dez Bryant. Oklahoma State alum. Played for the Cowboys, longtime receiver. I like Quinn Ewers over Tua already. He's Dan Marino 2.0, and yes, I said it.
This might be a hot take from Fletcher Bean as a Dolphin fan, but I like Quinn Ewers more than I do Tua. More composed. Tua's seat's never been hotter. Oh, you guys are ridiculous.
We're doing it. We're doing it already, Vlad.
You guys are ridiculous.
Dez Bryant stamps it. Look, I like Quinn Ewers over Tua already. Quinn Ewers he got drafted yesterday in the 7th round. He hadn't even been to the Dolphins facility. I don't even think he's in Miami yet. He barely had media availability. He's Dan Marino 2.0.
Duval. Quinn Ewers will throw up 15 touchdowns when Tua gets injured.
Oh, I can't argue the Tua injury part.
Quinn Ewers will be starting for Miami by weeks 5 or 6. Jesus Christ, bro. You guys are the worst.
Stetson Bennett was drafted higher than Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders. Okay, yeah. Oh, do we have John Gruden weighing in? All right, this is actually John Gruden. He says, Quinn Ewers may be adding to the ink down in Miami. Go crush it with the Dolphins, Quinn. So he's got some tattoos, and he's talking to John Gruden, showing off some of his tattoos. At least he didn't say he's going to take Tua's job, man.
Come on, man.
Sleeper College Football says, Quinn Ewers' disrespect is insane.
Why do you say that?
He's just saying, showing some passes that he's been throwing. I'm not disrespecting Quinn Ewers as much as just I don't think he's taking Tua's job this year.
I don't understand why they say he's insane.
Insane. Oh, do we have some more Dez Bryant? Do you want to hear a little more about Dez Bryant?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Leak at Malik223, he sent out a tweet. You ain't really watch Texas full games. Don't go off highlights. He stay as healthy as Tua does he, and he can't run. Hold the ball too long when wide receivers run deep and his arm's weak. Can't have that with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So this is Leak kind of throwing a little shade over there. Dez Bryant, I've watched a ton of UT games. I'm not like you guys. I'm not a stat watcher. I critique these players throughout the year. I think about the player and who drafts them. The Dolphins' offensive scheme is the perfect marriage for Quinn Ewers' skill set.
All right, we'll see.
I think Quinn Ewers is better than Tua, and it's not even close.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, if Dez Bryant says it, bro. If he says
and
it.
And that's why he's out the league.
Yeah. Okay. He tried to get back in.
Yeah.
Hold up. You know, we said that quote from Eric
Spoelstra. It's because he's Texan. I tell you, boy, it doesn't matter. If you play for the Longhorns or any school in Texas.
Or that area, Oklahoma.
Or Oklahoma. Well, no, well, yours.
Yeah. But Dez Bryant was a Oklahoma State guy, right?
But yeah, but he lived in Dallas.
Yeah, he's a Texas guy. And yeah. He played for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They all look, they follow. You know, they know the high school teams, and they're going to tell you that, this high school quarterback is better than some college quarterback.
High school football in Texas may be bigger than college football.
Look, I'm not taking a shot at Quinn Ewers, okay? The kid was highly touted.
He actually had a lot of good stats at Texas,
about it. Arch Manning was on his neck. And a lot of people wanted Arch Manning to take his job this season.
And he didn't.
Well, that's because Sarkisian would look out for his boy. But he's not taking Tua's spot. Like, people think, say what you want about the injuries and anything, but there's nothing that can replace the experiences that Tua's already had as a quarterback. You're talking about a guy who's played 5 seasons already compared to a rookie. Y'all wildin', man.
Once again, I'm going to ask you a very logical question. If Quinn Ewers is as good as people are saying, why did he go in the 7th round?
Exactly.
Tua was a top 5 overall pick. Why did everyone for 6.5 rounds, pass on Quinn Ewers? But he's better than Tua. Dez Bryant watched a ton of games. I'm not a stat watcher. Okay. I critique players throughout the year, meaning I've seen it all. Perfect for the Dolphins' offensive scheme. And to cap it all off, the cherry on top, I think Ewers is better than Tua, and it's not even close. Man, that's never even stepped foot on the Dolphins facility.
That's what I'm saying.
Not even close, better than Tua. Woo! Man. That's crazy. I'm trying to see if anybody else has any craziness that they want to say. Once again, yeah, this is another thing that I think is very interesting. And it's in a way unfortunate, but guys like Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders probably could have come back to college for their last year, made $4 or $5 million in NIL. Now they're going to be making league minimum, not even $1 million, and maybe on a practice squad. It's like, man, did you really want to go to the NFL that bad? That's a lot of money. I mean, of course, Shedeur.
I don't think Shedeur had to go. He could have came back, but But I mean, listen.
But just think about it, Vlad. If they would have come back to college for another year, they could have banked another $4 to $5 million. Because we know Carson Beck make about $4.5 million here in Miami. $4 to $5 million. They went to the NFL draft, and they are going to take a huge pay cut this year.
Yeah.
Here we go. Chip Brown says, sources, Texas Longhorns QB Quinn Ewers turned down an $8 million NIL offer to transfer and decided to declare for the 2025 NFL draft.
It's Arch's time.
But he could have transferred and possibly, sources are saying, made $8 million in NIL. But he's Dan Marino 2.0, so maybe he made the right decision.
Look at you.
That does rattle me a little bit that, if that's true, if he turned down, and look, he would have made millions of dollars in transfer NIL money. We know that. But if he would have turned down $8 million, and now he's a 7th-round pick for the Dolphins, and he's sitting behind Tua and, for right now, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, guys, stop with the craziness with Quinn Ewers. Oh, he's better than, so-and-so, and nah, let's stop. All right. But I will tell you this, though. Ewers and Sanders dropping like this will force a lot of quarterbacks to return.
That is
true. If you don't really think that, and then here's the other thing now. You do not know where you're going to go. Even if you're told you're a first round pick, like there's no way anybody expected Shedeur Sanders to go all the way to the fifth round.
I do think that is a new movement that's going to happen. You're going to see a lot more guys and girls play out their eligibility because the money's actually better.
Well, it makes sense. If I could play 4 years in college and still make seven figures
and get my education
and that means even if I try to go to the next step to the pros and I don't make it or maybe not get drafted, at least I have some type of money to fall back on. Hopefully not, you know, spend it.
Yeah. Staying in college, stay in school. It's the new thing that's cool. Man, it's a lot of money. A lot of money, but hey, we'll see how it goes.